Thank you for calling XPL. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
How are you doing? I have a delivery for some appliances on Wednesday this week. I had a missed call from you guys, I believe, on Friday. I'm just calling back.
All right. Is the telephone number we're speaking on associated with the order?
Yes, it should be.
Okay. One moment, please. And I do apologize for the hold. It just takes an extra minute or two with the phone numbers.
Sure.
Okay. All right, I do apologize for that hold. Could you verify the name and address for me, please?
Yeah, Sohail Saleem, and the address is 1825 Racquet Club Circle, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30043.
All right, thank you. I have your Best Buy installation. They actually were calling you to advise of a reschedule.
Oh, what? Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so the installation has been rescheduled to the 26th, this Saturday.
Okay. This has been ordered for months now, and my parents have to move it. Now, is it going to go beyond this? Because they don't have a lease in their apartment. Like, they have to move out on next Monday. So it cannot go beyond Saturday, honestly.
Okay.
So, is this short? I mean, is there a reason why they're moving this last minute? Because this thing was been in order for more than a month now.
Yes, they're, they said they left a voicemail advising the situation. So, you might want to check your voicemail.
No.
They don't have
they
it notated on the order.
Voicemail.
Okay.
Okay, they didn't, what I'm saying is, they didn't leave the voicemail
2 weeks ago. They probably just left the voicemail late last week, Thursday or Friday. So that's when they called me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if
it's, on Thursday.
Yeah, so I'm
March
saying it's still
17.
A last. Yeah, I'm saying it's still a last minute thing because I've had this thing ordered for a while. So what about the delivery, though? The delivery still shows up. It's coming on 23rd. So how's that going to work?
What do you mean to deliver? This is a Best Buy order. The team will come with the appliances. I guess they will have to update that.
Okay, yeah, because on the Best Buy, on my app, it says the delivery is scheduled for 23rd. That's why. So you guys are going to bring the appliances and do the installation both, right?
Yeah, that is the, yes, that was the original install date, the 23rd. So everything would have been done on that day, the delivery, the installation, and the hallways. But it has all been rescheduled to the 26th.
Okay, it's just you said installation. That's why I'm trying to confirm that, you know,
it's
everything.
Okay, let me say the delivery, installation, and the hallway has been rescheduled for the 26th of March.
Okay, and they're not going to change it from the 26th now, right? I just want to confirm.
Sir, if nothing comes up, it shouldn't change. I don't know. We're not.
What came up?
If you check your voicemail.
I guess that's the question then.
If you check your voicemail.
You guys don't know I'm already talking to you.
Okay. I didn't leave
you.
Your.
Can you not
sir, I did not leave the voicemail. And they did not notate on the order what the situation was. They did notate on the order that they left a voicemail advising you the situation.
Ma'am, I understand that, but you have to understand where I'm coming from as well, that if I'm talking to you and you guys left a voicemail, I have a valid question of asking you, hey, I'm already talking to you, can you not tell me? So
I've already
if you're
answered
saying
that
they didn't notate
you.
It.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that, and I'm just explaining it to you where I was coming from. So I understood what you just said, that they didn't know that. So again, another mistake by somebody, because they should have noted it, but that's fine. I'm just trying to confirm that it's not going to go beyond 26, because as I explained to you, my parents, we've already turned in our lease for the apartment. So Monday, they have to move out. So if it goes beyond it, I'm going to have to come at Best Buy. It's like, okay, you guys are going to pay for my expenses because now they cannot move because they can't move into an apartment without appliances. Because it's fridge, refrigerator, oven, the range, and the dishwasher, everything. They can't move in without that. So that's what I'm trying to make sure that, hey, so I hope you understand where I'm coming from because I have parents, and this is kind of, just frustrating last minute.
Okay, of course I understand where you're coming from, and I'm sorry that this was an inconvenience for you, but I've answered your question. You wanted to know what the situation was. You wanted to know if this is going to be rescheduled. I don't have that information. I don't know if something may come up before or by the 26th. We don't have that here. We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen.
Right,
so hopefully,
like
so hopefully
okay,
nothing.
Manager?
So hopefully
you
nothing.
You guys have a manager or supervisor?
I am a supervisor. That's why I'm advising you this information. We do
I
not
get,
know.
Okay, because you know what? The way you're telling me, it's not satisfying. It's just like anything can happen. Like what does that mean? Anything can happen.
I mean, that means we don't have any control or power over, what happens. Like I don't like right now. I cannot even justify I can't justify why they rescheduled it. Because they did not notate in the order what the situation was. They just notated on the order that they called you. They left a voicemail advising the situation of the reschedule for March the 26th. That's all I can see on the order. But
okay,
saying we left the voicemail,
but I personally.
Is
it the first time you guys doing?
Sir?
Okay, I mean, I'm sure you guys do this. You guys do this all the time, right?
Yeah,
so like,
sometimes things come up and we have to reschedule.
Okay, and that's exactly, okay, so that was my second question. What kind of things come up? Like, what is it? I'm just trying to understand. Is it like, well, you got too many orders or something? Or
no.
I'm just trying to understand what kind of things can come up.
Well, for one, technicians can get sick or call out, or it may be an issue with not enough staffing. I mean, it's just anything. I mean, I don't know what type of excuse or what type of scenario you would want to hear that will make you feel better, but it's a lot of things that can come up that we don't have any control power over.
Okay. I mean, I guess that makes nothing is going to satisfy me. I guess my only concern is, I hope this doesn't go beyond 26, because I might even call Best Buy today and talk to them, because I'm going to have to talk to Best Buy anyways, because I need some assurances, at least from them, because I paid them. And I thought I've never run into this thing. This is not the first time I'm getting appliances from Best Buy. Fifth or sixth time. I've never run into this. This is really different. So I just need assurances from those guys. Either they're going to pay for my parents' apartment, for another month or something, or they got to figure something out or put some appliances in here if this thing gets delayed beyond 26. That's my concern. So That's fine. I'll just call them and talk to them as well, but hopefully this doesn't go beyond 26.
Okay. Anything else I could help with today?
That's it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling, Expo, and have a good day.
You too.